This is CBS Eye on the World, the New World Report, with Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College, Latin American Research Professor. The headline caught my attention. You know this, Evan. Chile Museum to return Easter Island head. Chile's National Museum of Natural History said it will return to Easter Island an enormous stone statue taken from Rapa Nui. You can correct me. People. And brought to the mainland 150 years ago by the Chilean Navy. I did not know, Evan, until I read this article, that Easter Island, the very famous Easter Island of these heads standing in the middle of a field, is administered by Chile. So who were these people, and what does this enormous head, M-O-A-I, represent?
Great question, John. And the first thing that the story really allows us to recall is that Chile for many, many years has been a Pacific-facing nation, part of the Pacific Rim. And when you look at their politics, when you look at their engagement with China as the first nation that actually in the hemisphere that signed a free trade agreement with the PRC back, initiating those negotiations back in 2004. And indeed, Chile's engagements with us, they often pointed out to the U.S. military that Easter Island, which is a part of Chile, actually is technically within U.S. Pacific Command area of interest. And so the Chileans often said, hey, we are part of the Pacific. We want to relate to PACOM as well as SOUTHCOM. Now, one of the things the Rapa Nui causes us to recall is that, as in the United States, as in other places, 1 to 2 centuries ago, the Chileans did not always consider the interests of their various native peoples as well as they could have. Things like one of the big heads there on Easter Island, which they basically just took and crated back to the mainland to put in a museum. You find whether it's talking about the Mapuche people and the settlement of taking of their lands for farming or things like that continues to be an issue to this day. One of the interesting things is that you now are going to see very shortly, specifically at the beginning of March, the taking of possession of a new, very leftist government that we've talked about, Gabriel Boric's government, which arguably includes a coalition that pays a whole lot more attention to indigenous rights. And so, things like the Rapa Nui on Easter Island and their claim to their ancestral artifacts or to other indigenous peoples in Chile, I think we can expect to see more things about that in the coming weeks and months and years under the new Boric government.
And so we're looking at a celebration of a culture that existed 1,000 years ago that was badly treated. This is all new to me. Is this part of the larger conversation throughout Latin America about the poor treatment of the natives, of what the Australians call Aborigines, the people who were here before? Is that part of this conversation?
Well, my understanding specifically with respect to Easter Island is that, the island itself was far enough away from Chile and the Rapa Nui, an isolated enough population that, the legacy is not, as difficult as it is, for example, with some of the people, in the south and center of continental Chile, specifically the Mapuche, who have been so vocal about the previous taking of their land. I'm sure that from a Rapa Nui perspective, that their treatment at the hands of the Chilean administrators and their predecessors was unjust. But my understanding is it's one part of a complex legacy, although perhaps not the most problematic element of the indigenous legacy with the Chilean government and what came before.
Well, it's a wonderful, positive story to return it, although it will be a challenge for people to go to Easter Island. It's worth the risk. Are these islands now challenged by people as to how come Chile possesses it and it isn't possessed by the people who had livelihoods there? Is there any talk about that, Professor? We have about a minute.
Well, just recently in 2017, the Chilean government, actually a relatively conservative government, gave the islands self-administration rights. You can think of this much in the same way that the British gave the Caribbean islands and the Commonwealth rights of self-administration without saying that they're not part of the Commonwealth. And so there's certainly some recognition of the rights of the people of Easter Island to self-governance, but there has not yet been a war for succession among the Rapa Nui in Easter Island, to the best of my knowledge, but the century is still young.
Professor Evan Ellis, Latin American research professor, the Strategic Studies Institute, reporting on, I can only describe this head as ghostly looking. It's said to weigh 1,500 pounds, it's 715 kilometers, and the Chilean Navy hauled it 2,300 miles across the Pacific in 1870, and now it's going home to where it had substance, cultural substance for the people, the Rapa Nui, as the professor has taught me to say. This is the New World Report. This is CBSi on the World. I'm John Batchelor.